Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Vincent Lambert has died this morning at the University Hospital in Reims, 9 days after life support treatment was stopped being administered on the order of the courts. He had been in a continuous vegetative state for over 10 years following a car accident. His parents have fought the French legal system endlessly over the years to ensure his care was maintained. They resigned themselves to the inevitable outcome this past week after running out of options. Mr. Lambert's nephew reacted to the news of his death, saying it was a relief, and it has been confirmed that there will be an autopsy at the request of the prosecutor. A meeting of Conforama executives was disrupted this morning after union members clashed with security personnel at the hotel where the meeting was taking place. The troubled home furnishings chain was due to announce its plans for its employees after it was revealed that 1,900 are now confirmed to be losing their jobs and 32 stores will be shut down. There are fears that there may be a second wave of redundancies, a claim which Conforama has denied. Environment Minister François de Rugy is on the defensive again this morning after fresh claims of his misuse of public money were brought to light by Mediapart. After yesterday's claims that he held lavish dinners at the expense of the state, today's news reveals that €63,000 from the public purse was spent on renovating his flat. Mr. de Rugy preempted the news agency's story and himself publicised bills for the work which he said was necessary. The spokesman for the Green Party, Julien Bayou, has called for his resignation. And finally, the sixth stage of the Tour de France is leaving from Mulhouse and heading to La Planche des Belles Filles, the highest point of the Vosges Mountains. The riders will be challenged by the 4,000-metre climb, but will be one man short. New Zealand rider Patrick Bevin has had to pull out of the race after fracturing 2 ribs. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.